This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. The primary season is over, and now November 2nd is firmly in the sights of Republicans and Democrats at all different levels of government. And as candidates for the House and Senate try to make their pitch to voters, the economy will clearly be front and center. And what Congress decides before that time may be critical in how voters make up their minds. What should they do with the soon-to-expire Bush tax cuts? What's the story with spending bills for the coming fiscal year that have yet to be introduced or voted on? And what eventually will make up the minds of voters on these critical economic issues? With me now to talk about all of that is Oklahoma Congressman Tom Cole. He is a Republican from the Sooner State's 4th Congressional District. He's a member of the House Appropriations Committee and a former chairman of the National Republican Congressional Committee, which focuses on electing Republicans to the House of Representatives. And Congressman, thanks so much for being with us.
Hey, great to be with you, Greg.
Well, you've certainly been down the road before in terms of gauging the mood of the public, what issues are going to matter most of them across the country. In a lot of these competitive congressional districts, it's clear that the economy is number one just about everywhere and easily dwarfs other concerns that voters have. As the voters look at the positions that both of these parties have on these economic issues, how do you sense them turning? What's going to make the difference in how they cast their ballots?
Well, actually, I think in terms of the economy, I think the concrete's already set, so to speak. That is, the president said pass the stimulus. Unemployment won't get above 8%. Of course, it's been over 10 and still essentially at 10 right now. What was supposed to be, quote, recovery summer, I think, turned into a Democratic nightmare. I mean, we lost jobs in June, July, and August, had terrible housing starts. Then you overlay that with the BP oil spill and the controversy over the mosque, and frankly, I think the Democrats are bracing for really bad losses. To try and minimize that, you've seen a spate of proposals that sort of have the feeling of throwing everything up against the wall and hoping something sticks. We've had an infrastructure proposal, tax proposals. We've tried to politicize the debate over the Bush tax cuts. So I think there's an air of desperation. But the bottom line is that I think Americans have already made the judgment that that the Obama approach to the economy has not worked, and his party's likely to pay a very steep price for that in the House and Senate races this fall.
One of the things the president, of course, has tried to do over the past couple of weeks is promote passage of extensions or even making permanent the Bush income tax cuts for all except the top earners, the top income bracket, and basically saying he wants to pass tax relief to those people while making the wealthier pay a little bit more. Do you believe that that's creating any traction for him and the folks that he needs to try and minimize the losses for his party this fall?
I really don't. I think on the one hand, it's always worth pointing out if you're Republicans, and we were beaten up for several years over only giving tax breaks to the rich, that now Obama has decided that over 80% of what Bush asked for, and asked for only temporarily, needs to be made permanent, and that covers over 95% of the American people. So that tells me most of those tax cuts were never for the rich, and that Democratic talking point was a canard. In terms of the current debate, I think they thought this would work to their advantage, but two things have happened. The first thing is their own people don't want to raise taxes during a recession. And people understand that taxing wealth creation, and particularly small business, is just counterintuitive when you're trying to encourage businesses to offer more opportunities and to take more risk. We got this week 38 Democrats signing a letter to Speaker Pelosi asking her to extend all the Bush tax cuts for at least 2 years. And I suspect if you get 38 people brave enough to put their names on that letter, there's probably at least twice that number of Democrats. So if they actually bring something to the floor and bring it to the floor in a way in which it can be amended, then I think they're going to suffer a pretty embarrassing political defeat. So I think that they're probably going to argue amongst themselves quite a bit, but I don't think they're going to give the American people a shot at having those tax cuts extended for at least 2 years between now and the election. After that, I think maybe we'll have an opportunity to make some more permanent changes.
We're talking with Oklahoma Congressman Tom Cole. And Congressman, one of the things that, as we mentioned, will dominate the political landscape is the economy. But one thing that we haven't heard a lot about is just how much is going to be spent on these appropriations bills for fiscal year 2011, which we're just about ready to enter, but we haven't seen anything proposed yet. There was never an official budget blueprint put out there so folks could see the size of the deficit. At least that was a speculation as to why the Democrats didn't do that. What can you tell us as a member of the Appropriations Committee about what is likely coming down the pike here?
Well, I think you put your finger right on it. They're afraid to put out a budget. They're also afraid to put out the major appropriations bills. I think between now and the election, all you'll see is what's called a CR, a continuing resolution, that basically let government continue to operate at the current level. Once the election's over and people can get a sense of what the new lineup is going to be next week, I think the Democrats will move toward what's called an omnibus. That is just basically throw everything in the pot, so to speak, and try and work through one gigantic spending bill. It's a terrible way to legislate, but I think that's where we're headed. After that, honestly, if there's a new Republican Congress, I think it will begin to disassemble a lot of the Democratic budget. I don't have any doubt what Leader Boehner talks about wanting to roll the discretionary, non-defense discretionary spending back to 2008 levels, pre-stimulus, pre-TARP levels, that's exactly what we'll do. And there'll be a lot of pain and sacrifice involved in that, but that would save $100 billion. It would be, by the way, over a 10-year period, more than enough to finance making the Bush tax cuts permanent for all Americans, certainly for the part that we're not talking about making it permanent for now. So I think most of the appropriations work is going to come next year. And honestly, obviously, if my fondest dreams are fulfilled, it'll be a Republican appropriations committee making those initial decisions. And then I would expect some real spending showdowns with the Senate, if it's still Democratic, and certainly with the administration.
Congressman, a lot to look forward to and some fierce debates to come, certainly. And we're out of time, unfortunately. Thank you very much for being with us.
Hey, my honor and privilege. Thank you.
Great to have you with us, sir. Oklahoma Congressman Tom Cole represents his state's 4th Congressional District, member of the House Appropriations Committee, and former chairman of the National Republican Congressional Committee. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.